You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Daniel Erspammer, CEO and economist at the Pelican Institute for Public Policy. He wrote an article recently about Louisiana's budget bill entitled From Pork to Policy, and also addressed the One Big Beautiful Bill. They were still consuming that 870-page document. That was a couple of days ago, and I'm confident by now he has looked at every page of that bill and is ready to fully discuss it, not to put any pressure on you, Daniel, but welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back. Well, you are more confident than I am, so that's good.
Maybe thanks for having you back, right?
That's great.
So let's talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill. A lot of chatter about it. Some folks saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Others saying not so much. From the Pelican Institute's perspective, what have you unearthed so far, and what do you see as positive, and what do you see as negative?
Yeah, anytime you have a bill this big with this many issues, there's going to be a mixed bag, and so I think that's. That's our ultimate analysis here, that there are a number of very good provisions that will extend the tax cuts done under the first Trump administration to just about every family in America, preventing a major tax increase. That's very good. The changes to work and implementation of work requirements and reforms to major social safety net programs like Medicaid and SNAP are very good to help move people back into an opportunity for self-sufficiency. Some changes, we see that the Congress taking up today the rescissions package to reduce spending as part of this. Those are also very good measures. But there are some things in there that certainly we would like to see differently. We would like to see more fiscal restraint in the entire federal government. That, we really have to dig into that to really implement some of what DOGE uncovered and more. We've got to get a handle on the explosive growth of government in Washington.
Yeah, let's talk about the tax cuts. First, I don't know about you, but I'm really getting a little tired of hearing that this was a tax cut for billionaires only.
Yeah.
Y'all's evaluation of this, what does it actually do?
Yeah, you know, this is the truth is this is ensured that nearly every family in America doesn't get a tax increase. You know, this is the challenge whenever you put a sunset on a tax cut. You know, what we know is reducing the tax burden. Certainly, everyone understands we have to fund government, essential services. Lots of debate, of course, about how much that should be. But what we know from economics is that when you lower marginal tax rates particularly for working families, we see a boost in the economy. Every time that's happened, we look at recent history since, the Kennedy administration, when you lower taxes, you get economic growth. And so, this is the measures in this bill really affect just about every family, every taxpaying family in America, whether you're a billionaire or, a middle class person trying to make ends meet. This is a really important measure for you in that regard.
So it's kind of simple math, right? If there's a 1% decrease in a tax liability, just as an example, if you're a billionaire, it's going to mean more money than if you're upper middle class, middle class, lower middle class, or lower income, just because 1% of a bigger number is a bigger number.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and the class warfare arguments that often get brought forward during debates like this over tax reform, you nailed it on the head. If you're a billionaire, you're paying the lion's share of taxes in America. And of course, when you lower rates, those individuals are going to get a bigger numerical cut. But as you look at percentages, certainly middle income Americans are getting a much better deal out of the renewal of these tax changes than the ultra wealthy.
Yeah. Got a text here that says taxes on tips and overtime end in 3 years. Tax cuts for billionaires are permanent. Go figure. But the tax cuts for everybody are permanent, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You know, I think this sort of tax cuts on tips and overtime are an interesting experiment. From a policy perspective, of course, what we believe, we've talked about this, you and I, from the state policy perspective as well as federal, good tax policy is even and fair across the board. From our perspective, it would be better to take the value of those tax cuts and make sure everybody has the same playing field. So I think, we're going to learn a lot. Certainly, lower income and middle income Americans are going to benefit significantly from the overtime and tax on tips measures. And, we'll be able to measure to see what that is. And then, just like this time, Congress is going to have to fight to decide whether to make that permanent or to make changes to it.
Yeah. I know that there's some other things that y'all liked about the bill. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, there certainly are. You know, I think if we look, one of the main issues we've been working on researching is how to reform our safety net system here in Louisiana and across the country to ensure a smoother pathway to work and opportunity for every American. Our safety net systems, though well-intentioned, all too often, instead of being a safety net, become a snare net. People get trapped in what we've talked about before in terms of the benefits cliffs and other places where we disincentivize work and family formation in our social safety net system. We know not only does work have material benefit of providing a salary and providing material benefits, but the research in social science about the psychological and long-term benefits of having meaningful work are life-changing for people and for communities. So the implementation of work requirements on particularly SNAP or food stamps and Medicaid, they are aligned entirely with the work that we've been doing here in Louisiana with One Door to streamline safety net and workforce programs so that we have an easier pathway for folks receiving government assistance to find work. And we make it the system much less complex for recipients of assistance to navigate. You know, if you're a recipient of government assistance, you may have to go to 15 or 16 different offices to collect benefits. What we've done here just in the last legislative session in Louisiana is streamline that for the recipients, for government, so that everyone benefits, and we really do smooth that pathway back to work.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because that's been one of my chief concerns, and only really the chief concern that I have about, you know, what was done in this bill relative to the safety net, because the fact of the matter is I'm really having a difficult time understanding why folks find it so obnoxious that their work requirements. And I think it's because they're not educated as to the eligible recipients and in the position that they find themselves in. Just because you're the recipient of Medicaid doesn't mean you can't work. There's a whole host of reasons why you're able to receive Medicaid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the work requirements, it's important to note here, apply to individuals who can work, particularly, able-bodied adults without dependents. And we know that work requirements work. You know, if you look at the 96 reforms under President Clinton, we look at, you know, just looking at these stats today that, you know, we saw employment ratios for never married mothers who were on our social service rolls went up in 1996 from 46% to 62%, and by 2019 it was 73%. Child poverty fell by more than 60%. And again, you see the psychological benefits. There's been a lot of research on this. When you help someone find meaningful work, not only do we reduce dependency on government support, but we really have a powerful impact in changing the culture and changing communities.
I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. What other points in the bill do you think is a positive change? Have we in Louisiana, you know, a lot of the changes in the Medicaid financing, and I had a medical policy individual from Tulane on yesterday. We had a really robust conversation about provider tax and some of these exotic financing schemes on the Medicaid side. A lot of angst and anxiety in a number of states right now, and it's going to be a big issue in elections coming up as well. Where do you see us falling out, and are we prepared from a financial perspective to kind of take on more as it relates to that? Because if there's a reduction in the provider tax, there's going to be a reduction in the match and less money coming from the federal government.
Yeah, you know, the short answer is no, we're not prepared. However, we're probably more prepared than most states because of the work that's been done, the audits that the legislature and legislative auditor has taken on in our safety net programs, particularly in Medicaid, the updating that Louisiana has already done in terms of eligibility checks. That's another thing that's going to be something the legislature and the state's going to have to address in the next legislative session coming out of this bill, is ensuring that we can do eligibility checks every 6 months to maintain the integrity of those roles. And the other reality is, you know, the legislature increased the budget this year by, you know, about $3 billion. So if we look, and a lot of those, you know, certainly we can argue about what spending priorities would be. But, you know, the state certainly has the ability within its current budget to absorb those. They're going to have to be willing, though, to make some difficult decisions between projects that you know, may be local projects that are popular, and ensuring we help the folks who are most in need in our society.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to an elected official, I forgot where, the other day. I've talked about this on air a couple of times, and it just drives me crazy every time I think about it. They were complaining that what was going to get cut for them was federal financing of a swimming pool. And, you know, and I was just pausing to reflect. And then there's an article in the New York Post this morning, some work that's being done by Joni Ernst, who's done some great work. She's mm-hmm. Senator from Iowa, as you well know. The State Department has spent over $1 million upgrading swimming pools at their embassies and mission residences.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking, I mean, this whole notion of public service and, you know, we're now in the swimming pool business. I mean, it's like we're at risk of not having a fully funded Social Security system, and we're worried about modernizing swimming pools at embassies in the middle of Central Africa. I mean, it's like, what are we doing?
You're absolutely right. It you know, we have similar examples on a smaller scale here, you know, locally. It is such a great example of just how lost our public discourse has gotten around what the priorities of government ought to be. And, you know, this is the challenge when you've had, you know, a string of, certainly at the state level, pretty good years in terms of tax collection, and at the federal level when you have no real check on what you can spend. We, you know, one of the downsides of this bill was increasing the debt limit by quite a lot. So, you know, when we've lost the ability to keep an eye on just, you know, like you or I or your listeners have to do to manage and balance our checkbooks every month and make ends meet, government needs to remember to do the same. You know, I'm old enough, and I know you are too, to remember when, you know, when the Republican Party fought against earmarks, fought against these local pet projects. Senator, the late, great Senator Tom Coburn was a leader on that effort from Oklahoma. And, you know, the country seems to have lost its way in this regard. And this, I'm hopeful, you know, the conversations around DOGE, as crazy as some of those have been, can refocus our efforts to say, what are the priorities of government? And let's let go of some of those things, swimming pools and splash pads and bridges to nowhere that, you know, that aren't, and refocus on where our priorities ought to be.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about something that you posted, a closer look at Louisiana's 2026 budget, pork projects and missed priorities. We're visiting with Daniel Erspammer, CEO and economist at the Pelican Institute for Public Policy. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Daniel Erspammer, CEO and economist at the Pelican Institute for Public Policy. Daniel, you guys keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on here in the state and the state budget. You make the observation a concerning $1.2 billion was pulled from state savings for various projects, while bills aimed at curbing state spending and providing tax relief were killed. Obviously, that was a balance that is very disconcerting to you guys.
You know, it really is. And it's a shame in particular because, this was on the heels of the legislature in the special session, in the tax session in November, really embracing what we called the government growth limit. That's very reasonable. It just says government can grow, but it should really only grow at a rate of population and inflation. So if population's growing and there's inflation, it makes sense for government to keep up with that. Outside of that, adding to the budget should require a lot of debate, should require a real commitment, because it affects what taxpayers are willing to pay for. And that was left aside despite getting almost unanimous vote in the November session. And meanwhile, as you noted, they pulled $1 billion out of our savings account, to add to the budget to pay for various projects all around the state.
Yeah. That coupled with supplemental appropriations as well, these local projects. I was an elected official. I was in local government. I always said, and I was kind of an outlier. You probably knew that, but I was always concerned with. Folks, how do you think the state is going to be able to keep this up? We're you got to get off the state tit. They can't keep doing these things. I mean, the big public policy issues I get, but these little small things that we're doing, I mean, it used to drive me crazy.
You're absolutely right, and it just happens year after year, and often with very little debate or transparency. I got to give a shout out to Senator Heather Cloud, who passed what she called the Trust Act that would at least require non-governmental organizations to report and provide transparency over what they're spending state money on. We tend to believe that NGOs probably shouldn't be recipients of state funding in general. And these local projects, it's well over $100 million in the general fund, another, $50 or $60 million through the surplus, or what they call the supplemental bill. All of this really adds up. And in some cases, almost $28 million awarded to local governments with no stated purpose or project, just a straight cash gift, which raises a lot of questions about what it's being used for and how we're going to know if it's a good use of our taxpayer money. So we've got to get a handle on this moving forward.
Daniel, has that always been the case? I don't remember the instances where they weren't dedicated to something.
I sure can't remember it, Newell. I read through a lot of these things over the years. I'm sure it's happened before, but it certainly isn't something that I recall being a regular occurrence. And gosh, I certainly think it shouldn't be.
I mean, I find that really strange.
Yeah, I do too. You should be asking lots of questions.
It's Chris. It really is Christmas in July in Louisiana. Right.
That's right. Oh, man.
Sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. I guess I'm not sure.
But. So true.
Daniel Espammer, as always, always enjoy the conversation. Keep up the great work. Thank you for what y'all do, and thank you for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Newell.
All right, that's Daniel Espammer, CEO and economist at the Pelican Institute. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.